This is KUNM, and I'm Marisa DeMarco. When we get sick, most of us make an appointment with a doctor trained in Western medicine. But in New Mexico, for some ailments, people might head to their local curandero, a practitioner of regional traditional healing. And in parts of Mexico and South America, curanderismo is sometimes the only option for medical care. It's a little after 6 p.m. in the North Valley of Albuquerque, where women, some of them curanderas, gather at the home of Tonita Gonzalez, her garden full of healing herbs, her sweat lodge rising out of the earth, a half globe. This place stands in contrast to busy Osuna Road, just on the other side of the tall wall encircling her property.
This is your birthday girl. What direction would you like?
East.
The east. Okay, the south?
I do.
South?
About 15 women have traveled in from around the state. They sit around a patio table and figure out who will take on which of the four directions in the coming ceremony.
North? I'm like, I already know it.
The women throw herbs on the crackling open fire. Then they'll go into the sweat lodge, where they'll be just as the full moon reaches its peak. The sound of Gonzalez's conch shell blots out the traffic.
Okay.
The ceremony is private, and I'm only invited to record the first part. Earlier, though, Gonzalez explained the temazcal, or sweat lodge practice, as she brewed tea and atole, a corn-based drink.
Well, the temazcal is pretty intense in that it heals on many fronts. Inside, it works on several levels. It works on the physical body. We start looking at medicinally. It's great to cleanse your lymphatic system, to cleanse toxins out of your body.
Gonzalez says one idea central to curanderismo is that people need to take responsibility for their own healing.
On a spiritual level, when people are in the dark inside, they're able to connect with themselves.
She studied the tradition at a school in Mexico for a few years, but says her practice actually started a long time ago when her mother and grandmother taught her how to use herb to settle colic in babies, or manzanilla, that's chamomile, to help people sleep.
The word curar is to heal. So when we start thinking about that, for me, even when a mom touches their head, their intention is to be a curandera to help them feel better.
Gonzalez says because of historical traumas, people's roots being broken as they were asked to assimilate, curanderas were sometimes thought to be akin to witches. In recent years, though, traditional healing is much more understood and accepted. Gonzalez even provided videos for an online curanderismo class at the University of New Mexico taught by Professor Cheo Torres of the Language, Literacy, and Sociocultural Studies Department.
The Spaniards came to Mexico in 1519.
They brought traditions with them that they had borrowed from the Moors.
The natives had their own knowledge here, so there was a mixture of native and Spanish knowledge.
Over the years, curanderismo has borrowed from Chinese medicine and other cultures. Today, it's practiced in New Mexico, Mexico, and South America.
In many third world countries, it's either this medicine or no medicine at all.
Professor Torres has been teaching curanderismo courses for 14 years now, since before the World Health Organization endorsed traditional medicine as a part of national health care systems about a decade ago. He says the tradition was being lost in the United States, but because it's being researched now, people know more about it than at any other time.
We're beginning to see another type of curandero.
He says he gets treatments from these healers and participates in ceremonies to deal with aches and pains.
However, if I'm really, really sick, I rush to the hospital or to my physician. So you are able to use good judgment on when you want to use traditional medicine or allopathic medicine.
Many physicians take his course, Torres says, and have an open mind about curanderismo. One of them is Dr. Anthony Flegg, who divides his time between the Family Community Medicine Department at UNM and the Sandia Pueblo Health Center.
It's hard when you spend many years basically being enculturated into a profession.
Flegg says too often doctors and Western-trained providers may believe healing comes only from the pharmacy and can find traditional ideas challenging.
It's very different how to compare the things that we're really confident that work from a pharmacy to something that an abuelita is making up as a tincture.
The conflict comes up, say, when a patient is taking an herbal cure for an ailment.
I just assume that if it is something they believe in and that makes sense to them, that I would encourage it.
Dr. Flegg says there's a richness where medicine intersects with culture. And in New Mexico, there's always a mixture of perspectives on the body and health, including ceremonies and traditional healers, as well as the Western ways. And he's far from alone on this. Professor Torres' online curanderismo course enrolled more than 33,000 people from 174 countries this fall. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.